Iran's newly re-elected President Mohammad Khatami is promising to push for more social freedoms. He received more than 70% of the vote in Friday's election. But despite the big victory, Khatami faces formidable opposition from conservative religious clerics who retain ultimate control in Iran. NPR's Jennifer Lutton reports from Tehran.
The young were again a key factor in Khatami's second landslide win. The government-funded headquarters of the Association of First-Time Voters is abuzz with the atmosphere of success. Fatima Biglari, wearing thick glasses and a billowing black chador robe, is planning a major celebration for later this week.
If you ask these kids, why do you vote for Mr. Khatami, they say, because Mr. Khatami created such a mentality for me that I like him and he's my man. He will do the things for me.
Biglari expects Khatami to foster more freedom of speech and more democracy within Iran's religious establishment. Yet it's quickly apparent how far the new president has to go. The air of exhilaration is interrupted as several people run anxiously to the window. A group of conservative thugs are gathering on the sidewalk outside, members of the quasi-underground Ansar-i-Hezbollah. Biglari worries they're going to storm the Khatami youth headquarters to provoke a clash, as they've done before. She complains that the judicial system does nothing to stop them.
We feel the hatred from these guys being here. And we try to make these guys disappear from this society.
Far from disappearing, Khatami's conservative opponents lashed out last year after their devastating defeat in parliamentary elections. The court shut down more than 40 pro-Khatami newspapers and jailed dozens of dissidents. Reformist intellectual Fatehpour's Rais Dana predicts a repeat performance in the months ahead. This weekend, the day after the presidential vote, the outspoken Rais Dana received a notice to appear before the powerful press court.
I think they want to show their force to President Khatami and to other reformists and the people who have given their vote that we are alive, we do our job, and we are independent of what people say.
Rais Dana is having dental work done in case he gets slapped with a long prison sentence. Whatever crackdown may come, reformist newspaper publisher Hamid Reza Jalepour thinks most conservatives will be chastened by Khatami's overwhelming mandate.
They push on this movement so much. They did everything. But look at the conclusion. They haven't got any credibility among people.
Jalepour and others believe Khatami will be able to wield more influence with religious overseers behind the scenes, and they're counting on his new cabinet to be more effective. They say he was unprepared to choose the best ministers when he began his first term 4 years ago. Political analyst Siamak Namazi says Khatami also faces a more daunting and ultimately more important task, since Iran's constitution forbids him from seeking a third term.
He has to make himself dispensable in the next 4 years, and he has to create a system where someone can replace him.
Many reformists believe their efforts to mold a civil society and the rule of law are irreversible over the long haul, but with continued opposition, not all predict dramatic changes in the next 4 years. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Tehran.